Health officials in North America and Europe are seeking passenger lists for two transatlantic airline flights in their effort to find about 80 people who sat near a man infected with a dangerous drug-resistant form of tuberculosis. The man flew from Atlanta to Greece for a wedding and then travelled to Italy for a honeymoon, ignoring a federal order not to leave the country. Later, he flew back to North America because he feared he might die without treatment in the United States. He is now under the first US government-ordered quarantine since 1963, which he is protesting. Mario Raviglione is the director of the Top Stop TB department at the World Health Organization.
Essentially, once you have a case of TB, in particular when you have a case of, you know, highly resistant to antibiotics type of tuberculosis, then the first thing you want to do is diagnose the case, of course, and to treat the person, to put this person on adequate treatment, which is sometimes extremely difficult when there are cases that are extremely drug resistant. And you want also to counsel the patient and suggest that he be on isolation for a number of days or weeks until we can prove that he's not infectious to others. Now, this could be hospital isolation or somewhere in some institution. It could also be, in a certain way, home isolation, as long as the patient, in a way, guarantees that he will refrain from sleeping with people that may be infected or living closely to people that may get infected. So it's something that is clear in all the recommendations, so I believe CDC did the right thing.